This is Keith Kaiser with a Bible teaching podcast from goodwordsandworks.com. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts." These words were spoken by Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, who had been instrumental in beginning the local church at Thessalonica. As he brought the wonderful good news to the Thessalonians, he had to endure much hardship. Indeed, Acts chapter 17 tells us that persecution drove him from that city to go on to another city, Berea, and share the gospel. Even in Berea, those who had opposed him in Thessalonica tracked him down and opposed him there, and he had to flee once more, ending up in Athens. Nonetheless, in spite of that persecution and opposition, Paul was undaunted. He looked upon the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as a great privilege. Listen to his verbiage. He says, "But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel." In other words, God had tested him, and he had passed the test successfully. He was approved. One who had been selected for the arduous and yet rewarding task of sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's more, he looked at it as a commission of faithfulness. It was something entrusted to him, like the good deposit that he would later tell Timothy of in the second epistle of Timothy. What's more, he was committed to acquitting himself well in using what God had entrusted to his care. He was a faithful steward who counted it a privilege to suffer for the Lord Jesus and to proclaim the gospel to others. He did it not with men's opinions in view, but God who tests our hearts, as he says, knowing that one day he would stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for his service. Well, this challenges me, for I'll confess that oftentimes I don't look at sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in just exactly this way. Sometimes I force myself out of guilt. I say, I ought to be sharing the gospel with this or that person because I know it's the right thing to do. Or other times, I find myself not wanting to face the reproach. What if someone laughs at me if I share with them the message of the Lord Jesus Christ? Still other times, I'm just too lazy and apathetic. What's the antidote to this? Well, I believe honestly that it's as we spend time with God, as Paul was so accustomed to doing, we begin to appreciate the greatness of the gospel, how much God has saved us from, and how much it cost God to save us. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. The Lord Jesus loved us and gave himself for us. He shed his blood on the cross. God gave heaven's best for earth's worst. He gave more than anyone else has ever given in the history of the universe, nay, more than anyone else could give. So in light of these things, as I spend time in the word and prayer before God, I pray that God would kindle in my heart a love for my fellow man, that I would desire to share with them the gospel, that I would do so as a faithful steward, recognizing that it's a great honor to be selected to share the gospel, and particularly to serve the Lord in a full-time capacity. Whether you serve the Lord as a missionary or you serve the Lord in whatever your secular vocation, so-called, may be, make sure that you view the gospel as a sacred trust that you will spread by the grace of God, with his help and in his power, with a view to him looking on your heart and seeing your motivation. May God help us to be greater witnesses, and may many more come to Christ before he returns.